This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you get thousands, tens of thousands, really, of people in an arena watching sports, surely profits will follow, yes? Well, generally speaking, yes. Basketball, hockey, and if you swap out an arena for a stadium, baseball and football too, the answer is also yes to profits. Esports, maybe not so much yes, because despite actual esports professional leagues and the aforementioned tens of thousands of people in arenas, sustainable profits are still a couple of keystrokes away in that industry. Kellen Browning wrote about it for the New York Times the other day. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
I need you to set the scene for me. The scene with which you start this article we're going to talk about, it's the League of Legends championship, I guess, in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was a huge event. Obviously, this is the world championship for League of Legends. This is the biggest esport in the world, and there were thousands of fans. They sold out Chase Center, where the Warriors play, and it was wild. It was the same kind of atmosphere you might expect at a traditional sports game, fans cheering and clapping and crying when their team lost. So, yeah, very exciting.
And it is literally 50-ish, whatever it is, thousand people sitting in this arena watching teams. I guess the teams are playing in real life, and then the spectators are watching on like a Jumbotron.
Yeah, exactly. The teams come out, they're introduced, they kind of walk up to this raised platform where their monitors are set up. You know, on the screen, you can see them looking down at the platform, and mm-hmm. then you're watching their characters on the screen, and people are reacting to that the same way they would to, a Steph Curry bucket or something like that.
And yet the NBA makes $1 zillion. And the gist of this article is that while there is probably going to be money in esports, it ain't there yet.
Exactly. There's so much hype for esports. People think it might be the future of entertainment, especially for young people. But a lot of the investors that have gotten into this space thinking that it would quickly become the next NBA, the next NFL in terms of revenue, have been a little bit surprised by how long it's taken to start making money off their investments.
And you point out in the piece that, nobody thought it was going to be an overnight success, but it's taking way longer than people thought, than the investors thought. And I guess the first question is, how come?
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons is simply that broadcasting deals in the NFL and the NBA and traditional sports account for a huge proportion of those leagues' revenue, billions and billions of dollars. There were some early projections from some of these esports leagues that they would have similar partnerships with YouTube or Twitch mm-hmm. and get a lot of money that way. Those haven't materialized. And another reason is that unlike in traditional sports leagues where teams are obviously based in Boston, Miami, yeah. San Francisco, and there are teams that build up fan bases in those cities, in many esports like League of Legends, nearly all of the matches are played in one arena in Los Angeles, controlled by the company that operates the game. And that sort of made it difficult to develop fan base appeal and sell jerseys, things like that.
Yeah, well, say more about the companies that had developed the games. And now, I guess they own the leagues too, right?
Right, exactly. And that's put them, in some cases, a bit at odds with the investors, right? Because the investors are looking to make money soon. Whereas these companies, for instance, Riot Games, which owns League of Legends, is okay with operating a league that might be losing money for it in the short term, but is bringing a lot of hype and excitement to the actual game of League of Legends, which it can then make money off of. And so there's been right. this bit of an uneasy dance as the investors and the companies sort of try to sort out these different priorities.
So what do you think? I mean, is it going to be another? I mean, look, the NBA took, 50 years to get huge. I mean, from George Mikan to Michael Jordan, right? Give or take, whatever. I'm dating myself.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
That's decades.
Sure. And that's something that many investors and esports team owners mention in this piece is, hey, we're going to be patient. We're in this for the long haul. We truly believe that, a couple decades from now, this will be the future of entertainment. But I think it's still a ways away. I think there's still some barriers that need to be overcome first.
Kellen Browning covers tech for the New York Times. Totally fascinating article about esports and the leagues and frankly, the business challenge of that sector right now. Kellen, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.